Klingon word from the word.
Joka precepts oknich, rejoicing the tich. Joka ratach rach mu rak pure, enlightening the mindu. The Lord's precepts are right, rejoicing the heart. The Lord's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. This summer is turning out to be a busy one for me. It's my own fault. I tried out for, and got in, a musical. That's only one of the reasons I haven't had much time for podcasts, but it's a big one. It's been a long time since I was in a show like this. I'd forgotten how much it was like taking a second job. Despite the work, it's a great group and really a lot of fun. If you've ever been in a show, you'll know that, among other things, the work includes the task of memorizing the music and words you're expected to sing and say. This is something you can't fudge. You gotta get it right. You need to know those words by heart. The words have to be ready at the moment you're expected to say or sing them, and everyone in the show has to do this. You need to be ready and quickly say your part in turn. When you do, the show comes to life. The psalmist here reminds us of the power of bringing the word to your heart. When it goes into your heart, it can give a rejoicing heart. It gives you an outlook, a way to look and see clearly. As the New Living Translation puts it, the commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commandments of the Lord are clear, giving insight to life. Today, we think of the heart, lev in Hebrew, or tich in Klingon, as the emotions. It's often contrasted with our logical, mental side. But this isn't the biblical picture. For the heart encompasses the whole range of our inner life. We go too far when we think we can divide ourselves into pieces like parts of a machine. As Easton's Bible Dictionary notes, according to the Bible, the heart is the center not only of spiritual activity but of all the operations of human life. Heart and soul are often used interchangeably, but this is not generally the case. The heart is the home of the personal life, and hence a man is designated, according to his heart, wise, pure, upright and righteous, pious and good, and so on. The heart is also the seat of the conscience. When we take this word into our heart, our lev in the Hebrew, or tich in Klingon, we can rejoice. Not because we've stored up something and are holding it inside, because that word once inside drives us with a new outlook. It can give us the script, as it were, to guide us in our lives. In less than 2 weeks, I'll be on a stage with dozens of other cast members putting on a show. We've had the scripts for weeks and have all been working on this show. If we only learned the words and held them in our mental filing cabinets, well, the show would be a bust. But when we learn it all by heart, and then use those words to act, to interact, to laugh, and sing, we'll bring our story to life. And it's a reminder that all of us need to store up God's word in our heart, not as mere index cards in our mental file, but the script for our lives to drive our actions. Joka precepts och nich, rejoicing the tich. Joka ra tach rach mu rach pure, enlightening the mindu. The Lord's precepts are right, rejoicing the heart. The Lord's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.klingonword.org. For daily scripture readings, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. For more podcasts of interest, you'll also find links to sqpn.com and the Godcast Network. I encourage you to check them out. The KLV is a Klingon whole relexification, not a translation, of the World English Bible. The World English Bible is spiritual freeware. To learn more, visit ebible.org for free text and audio downloads of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.